Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look ahead to what is next with a war that is looming as more and more important and more open-ended in terms of what the outcome is going to be. There's a terrific piece that puts together the summary of various intelligence services. It's collected by Foreign Policy Magazine. And they look at this fight that is coming up in the Donbass in the eastern part of Ukraine as absolutely decisive. And it's very tough to predict how it's going to go. Especially you talk about things being predicted. Apparently, a flagship of the Russian fleet that was supposed to be attacking, it's a fleet that is, by the way, going towards Sevastopol, which is part of the Crimea, which Russia took over from Ukraine in 2014. In any event, the ship is apparently, according to various sources, burning and about to sink. Which is another indication of just how slick and competent and overwhelming the Russian military operations have been. Why have they been doing so badly? Why is a fairly balanced military analysis suggesting that this confrontation that is coming up in the Donbass, where Putin is apparently going to really concentrate on trying to at least take sections of that territory for Russia to take it away from Ukraine, even that is not by any means a sure thing. We will take a look at the analysis. There's also a new piece, fascinating, about intelligence profilers, people who are working in American and in Western intelligence. The British are famous for doing this, who are taking a look at the psychiatric portrait of Vladimir Putin, what's going on in his mind right now. We will cover that. We will also cover a new pitch for Democrats who are increasingly desperate. I mean, and you read this everywhere, desperate to find some kind of message, some kind of issue, some kind of focus that is going to allow them to hold on to their majorities or their split in the U.S. Senate and to hold on to their majority in the House. It looks increasingly like it's gone. There's a new Quinnipiac poll today which shows that Biden's approval rating, it's down to 33% again. It's the lowest it's been. It's a disaster. And it is simply not conceivable if the President of the United States, who's a Democrat, has that kind of approval rating. And not just on inflation, but yes, especially on that, but on the economy generally, on his handling of Ukraine, his handling of world affairs, his handling of education, of crime. Biden is in a very, very difficult situation. And what is it that the Democrats are counting on to try to turn it around? How about a gimmick like pushing a four-day work week? Would that get you to vote Democratic, would it? 1-800-955-1776. If it would, you can give us a call. We will talk about that because that is a real possibility for Democrats. There's also a shocking poll. I mean, really shocking poll that doesn't indicate what you think it might, asking people about whether parents should have more or less influence on what goes on in the classroom. And meanwhile, speaking of what goes on in the classroom, what about a non-binary preschool teacher? That means it's a preschool teacher who's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, not male, not female, something in between. Anyway, the preschool teacher is working with their 4-year-old students with different pronoun pins every day. Is that a good thing for American education? We will be covering that as well. Also, a great controversy down in San Diego about a high school, and it's considered a good high school, not an elite high school, but Patrick Henry High School down in San Diego, where they are immediately canceling any advanced placement or enrichment or gifted classes because the representation isn't the way that it should be, at least according to some on the school board. We will get to that issue as well. Okay, first of all, the report on what is going on right now in Ukraine, where we've heard a lot about how the Russians are regrouping and getting themselves set up, but it's not just the Russians, it's both sides. This is from Foreign Policy Magazine. And they title this piece, Russia's Make or Break Gambit in the Donbas. Having failed to achieve their initial goal of a lightning campaign to seize the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Russian forces are focusing their efforts on the Donbas region and the country's east in what is likely to be a decisive and very bloody next chapter of the war. Despite their size advantage at the outset, Russian forces have been left battered and depleted by several weeks of fierce fighting, which has been compounded by poor coordination and a lack of basic supplies, with U.S. officials estimating that Moscow has lost almost 20% of the combat power it had amassed around Ukraine's borders ahead of the invasion. Russian forces have been left scrambling to piece together combat-ready units as they seek to take swaths of eastern Ukraine. Quote, this is from Justin Bronk, who is a senior research fellow at the Royal United Services Institute in London, a think tank. If the Ukrainians can withstand this coming offensive, the Russians are in a really dangerous position, he commented. Western officials expect to see a significant escalation in the fighting in eastern Ukraine in the coming weeks as Russia continues to redeploy troops and equipment to the region. A senior U.S. defense official told reporters yesterday that Russia has established three major staging areas for the fight in the Donbas in towns across the border in Russia, Volgograd, Valuki, and Rovenki. Russia is also trying to improve mobility and firepower south of the strategically important city of Izium near Kharkiv in an effort to isolate Ukrainian troops in the Donbas. But the official added that the United States continue to see signs of morale and command problems deep within the Russian ranks. How are they going to do in terms of morale with this ship that may have been hit? The Ukrainians are saying they hit the ship with a Neptune missile, which is an anti-ship missile, and that's why it's burning and about to sink. One can only hope. The Russian ranks include recent intelligence reporting that officers and not just conscripts are frustrated with military performance and leadership. Still, Western officials expect Russia to launch the second phase imminently. We expect a huge assault in the coming days, said a European official, speaking on background on condition of anonymity. Less than 2 months after Russia began its invasion, the war has already taken a number of unexpected turns, but operational blunders by the Russians and a fierce and smart Ukrainian resistance have already forced Moscow to significantly downgrade its war aims. So what are those war aims now, and how do we block them? A promise of more military aid from the United States of America. What is included? We will bring you the very latest on what we will be sending them. And what next in terms of discovering the inside of Vladimir Putin's mind? That and more coming up on the MedMen Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, this foreign policy analysis about what next between Russia and Ukraine, and what apparently is going to be a blowout battle and decide the fate of the war, because the possibility, they are saying, of Ukraine actually winning this confrontation, that possibility is still unlikely. But it's there, and they can actually sketch out a path to victory. They write that In terms of their relative strengths, the Russian and Ukrainian forces are a mirror image of each other. Despite heavy losses, Russia still has a significant amount of equipment and armaments in reserve, but a force that is severely bruised by the fighting and is being supplemented with mercenaries and paid foreign fighters, according to European officials. In March, NATO officials estimated that 40,000 Russian troops had been killed, captured, wounded, or gone missing. And what's incredible about this is the gone missing, which is a factor and involves thousands of Russian troops, is an indication of some pretty serious morale problems, especially when you can go missing and just dissolve into the into civilian life in Ukraine. I think with a certain amount of welcome and encouragement from the Ukrainians. Kyiv's forces, on the other hand, says Foreign Policy, remain highly motivated, and they know the terrain well, with many having already served in the Donbas war against Russian proxies that began in 2014. Ukrainian forces, however, are dependent on Western capitals for ammunition, anti-tank weapons, heavy weaponry, armored vehicles, tanks, and new aircraft, among other things. You can add to those other things the Neptune anti-ship missiles, one of which had a good day of hunting today, apparently, with the flagship of the Russian fleet. This is what President Zelensky said, talking about the immediate need for new weapons today. Listen.
Russia launched a full-scale war against Ukraine on February 24th. Now it's April. Russia counted on capturing Ukraine within 5 days. That was the deadline they established for obliterating our country and destroying our democracy. But they had no idea who they were up against. Russia didn't know how much we cherish our freedom. We've been defending ourselves against Russia much longer than they invaders planned. We have destroyed more Russian weapons and military equipment than some armies in Europe currently possess. But this is not enough. Russia still has the capacity to attack, and not only against Ukraine. Poland, Moldova, Romania, and the Baltic states will become the next targets if the freedom of Ukraine falls. The images of Bucha and Mariupol have demonstrated real Russian intentions to the whole world. It could only be stopped by force of arms. It must be done now.
And what do they need to do that? Listen.
Ukraine needs weapon supplies. We need heavy artillery, armed vehicles, air defense systems, and combat aircraft. Anything to repel Russian forces and stop their war crimes. Artillery, 155 millimeters. Artillery shells, 152 millimeters, as many as possible. Multiple launch rocket systems. Grad, Smersh, Tornado, or M142 HIMARS. Armored vehicles, APC, infantry, fighting vehicles, others, tanks, T-72 or similar tanks from the USA or Germany, air defense systems, S-300, Bug or Western equivalents, military aircraft, must have to deblock our cities and save millions of Ukrainians as well as millions of Europeans. Freedom must be armed better than tyranny. Western countries have everything to make it happen. The final victory over the tyranny and the number of people saved depends on them. Arm Ukraine now to defend freedom.
That's a great slogan, and of course he's right. Arm Ukraine now to defend freedom. And CBS is reporting that the U.S. is actually planning to do just that, which I think it's yes, and it's about time, and I hope they move quickly to execute this. This is CBS talking about what is included.
500 Javelin anti-tank missiles are include missiles in the latest round of military aid approved by President Biden. The Javelins, which are proving the single most effective weapon against Russian tanks, arrive in unmarked trucks at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, which is the hub of resupply flights for Ukraine.
There are 24 Javelins in each stack, several hundred in all. Once they're all loaded on this 747, it's a 7-hour, 52-minute flight to Poland, where they will all be turned over to the Ukrainian military.
Moving supplies through a giant Amazon-like warehouse at Dover.
Okay, and there are other countries who are also pitching in. Who are they? Listen.
The U.S. is one of 15 countries sending military aid to Ukraine in an operation run out of Germany by the European Command's Chief Logistics Chief Officer.
How much have you moved so far?
We have moved almost 400 aircraft across U.S. and our allies.
On a daily basis, how many flights are going into these countries on the border with Ukraine?
Between 8 and 10 flights a day, and that's from approximately 5 to 7 donating countries.
The Javelins combined with the skill and bravery of Ukrainian soldiers to win the battle for Kyiv. But now the Russians are massing their forces for a bigger battle in the east of the country. The U.S. will now start rushing bigger, more expensive equipment to the front, including artillery pieces along with 40,000 shells and armored personnel carriers, even Russian-made helicopters.
It's amazing that all of this is going on, and that again, we are about to see a confrontation that is historic. And not only would it be unspeakable, terrible, more war crimes, more murder, more horror, if Ukraine lost, but if Ukraine could actually win this war, if the United States could prevail, if the forces of decency and civilization could prevail against this profound evil. And in fact, there's a great column today by Daniel Henger in Wall Street Journal about how Putin's invasion virtually defines evil. The impact of a Ukrainian victory could be astonishing and, frankly, beneficial to the entire planet. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is increasing the amount of intelligence it shares with Ukraine in their ongoing war with Russia. U.S. officials saying it's believed Russia is now shifting its focus to concentrate on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. The suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turning himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact the events took place on a mass transit system. James Lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinberg, speaking Thursday.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And on the Michael Medved show, Andriy Zaharodniuk, who served as Ukraine's defense minister in 2019 and 2020, and is still obviously involved in defending his nation at a moment of great need, compared the pace of supply that is currently going to Ukraine to trying to put out a fire using one glass of water at a time instead of a bucket. How about a hose? Essentially, he said, we have two scenarios right now. Scenario number one, we have enough equipment and we turn this whole thing into a counteroffensive and we squeeze them out of Ukraine, he said. The other scenario is this long, exhausting war. What he doesn't note there is a scenario seeing that that the Ukrainians surrender or negotiate giving away part of their country. There is no intention on their part to do any of that. Having failed to take out Ukrainian air defenses in the opening days of the war, Russian airstrikes have been limited and largely confined to areas close to the country's borders. With limited stocks of precision-guided munitions, writes Foreign Policy, Russian pilots have had to fly low and on predictable flight paths, making them vulnerable to attack from Ukrainian forces armed with surface-to-air missiles. As they focus more on the east and the south, that's allowing their aircraft to have greater prominence, he said. The conclusion? If this gets bogged down, it's not clear what's next as far as Russian decision-making, said Samuel Bendit, who is an advisor for the Russian Studies Program. And he said in an interview, it feels like this is reorganization where everything is on the line right now as far as the Russian military is concerned. If the offensive does succeed in securing large swaths of new territory and encircling the large pocket of Ukrainian troops fighting in Donbass, it would give Moscow substantial leverage in future peace talks and perhaps even a toehold from which to launch a renewed assault on Kyiv. Clearly, both militaries have been exhausted. Benda added, the question is, who is more exhausted right now? Well, we will very likely find out. There's a statement today, this is Reuters News, and it's fairly shocking. The Russian deputy chief of the Security Council, and he's a former president, you may remember that Putin was term limited originally. He was at two terms. I think it was 2 6-year terms, which began back in 2000 and... it began back in like 2009, 2010. And when he had served his two terms, he shifted from president of Russia to prime minister of Russia and installed one of his mini-me's, and he is a little guy, Dmitry Medvedev. And no relation. He has that extra EV on the same name. Medvedev is bear in Russian and in Ukrainian. So in any event, Dmitry Medvedev just said today, hours ago, that there can be no talk of non-nuclear status in the Baltic area if Finland and Sweden continue their drive to become members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Both Sweden and Finland, which are both technically non-aligned nations, are wanting, having seen what happened to Ukraine that had not been admitted to NATO, they are making very clear efforts to avoid Russian intimidation and to go ahead and try to become part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which would be incredible. And just another indication of a real preponderance of force. Headline it's from the BBC. Western agents seek to get inside Putin's head. Russia's leader Vladimir Putin is trapped in a closed world of his own making, Western spies believe, and that worries them. For years they have sought to get inside Mr. Putin's mind to better understand his intentions. Understanding his state of mind will be vital to avoid escalating the crisis into even more dangerous territory. His isolation has been evident in photographs of his meetings, such as when he met President Emmanuel Macron. The pair at far ends of a long table. It was also evident in Mr. Putin's meeting with his own national security team on the eve of war, where literally they were all asked to sit at least 40 feet away from him. So a very bizarre photo. Mr. Putin's initial military plan looked like something devised by a KGB officer, one Western intelligence official applies. It had been created, they say, by a tight conspiratorial cabal. Well, that's encouraging. The challenge of understanding the Kremlin's moves is that Putin is the single decision maker in Moscow, explains John Cipher, who formerly ran the CIA's Russia operations. And even though his views, Putin's, are often made clear through public statements, knowing how he will act on them is a difficult intelligence challenge. Yeah, but it's all important. He's a victim of his own propaganda in the sense that he only listens to a certain number of people and blocks out everything else. This gives him a strange view of the world, says Adrian Furnham, a professor of psychology and co-author of a forthcoming book, The Psychology of Spies and Spying. The risk is what is called groupthink, in which everybody reinforces his view. If he's a victim of groupthink, we need to know who the group is, says Professor Furnham. The circle of those around Mr. Putin has never been large, but when it comes down to the decision to invade Ukraine, it had narrowed to just a handful of people. Western intelligence officials believe all of those true believers share Mr. Putin's mindset and obsessions. Well, that's very important for their health, you would think. Those who have observed him say the Russian leader is driven by his desire to overcome the perceived humiliation of Russia in the 1990s, along with a conviction that the West is destined to keep Russia down, determined to keep Russia down and to drive him from power. One person who met Mr. Putin remembers his obsession with watching videos again and again of Libya's Colonel Gaddafi being killed after he was driven from power in 2011. Wouldn't a zombie movie be better, Vladimir, really, than watching Gaddafi being beaten to death again and again? The answer to all of this is that it is a very dangerous situation and a very clear illustration of why a democracy where you have the people, the voters, helping to choose new leaders and different leaders and being responsible, essentially, to something other than your own preferences and your own whims and your own peccadillos, that idea of autocracy, of royalty, of one guy calling all the shots, is extraordinarily dangerous, not only for that one guy who's calling the shots, but for all the people who can become his victims. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back about another kind of assault via media, coming up on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, a little bit of melodrama going on in the corporate boardrooms of one of America's leading communications social media companies. That is the subject of our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet of the day is from somebody who's already won a Mediaite's Loser of the Day. And that's not Elon Musk, it's Jeff Jarvis, who is commenting on Elon Musk's offer to say, oh, forget about my buying a little bit of stock of Twitter. What if I buy the whole thing? All of it. I can afford it. You know, put it in an Easter egg or something like that. It's Holy Week. And in any event, here is what Jeff Jarvis, who identifies himself as a City University of New York journalism professor and political commentator and a blogger, he has driven a tremendous wave of public mockery by saying that today on Twitter feels like the last evening in a Berlin nightclub at the twilight of Weimar Germany. Twilight of a Weimar Journey? I mean, really? This is just like Weimar Germany, that the world is coming to an end? America is losing its freedom because Elon Musk makes an offer to buy Twitter? Twitter has, by the way, at the moment, what, a half dozen fairly successful, some very successful rivals. And that's the great thing about capitalism, frankly. Ben Shapiro says this in response to that particular tweet. Ben Shapiro says that, yes, Hitler was indeed famous for his attempts to broaden the mechanisms of free speech, just like Elon Musk. And Elon Musk wouldn't be buying Twitter in order to shut it down or to cut off free speech. In fact, Musk said today, it's important to the function of democracy, it's important to the function of the United States as a free country and many other countries to help freedom in the world. I think that's true. Let's go to your calls and to Ken on Whidbey Island, Washington.
Michael, I want to know why, and can you tell me, why are we allowing all of this information to go across the airwaves on how many planes we are and how long it takes to get the information or the ammunition and the planes to Poland? Why do we tell everyone where they're at in Delaware? If these people want to know how many bombs there are, then let them count them as they're being dropped on them. Why don't we keep our mouths shut? I mean, that doesn't make sense. We had it in Desert Storm and Desert Shield. The Marines got there, and who was there but CBS and all the other moron stations?
Well, I do think that part of what they are trying to do is to discourage Putin from throwing more men and materiel into this war. And I think that look, in terms of I think they now say there are over 10,000 Russians who've been jailed for showing opposition to the war. And I think showing that the United States and the West remain united and determined not to allow any further war crimes and to try to balance them with this kind of reaction, I think that can be very helpful to morale, not only for the Ukrainians, but for some of our allies to encourage them not to go wobbly. You may remember that's what Margaret Thatcher warned, that she didn't want to see the rest of Europe or the United States or her partner, Ronald Reagan, going wobbly on any of the efforts to overcome the evil empire. But you're right, it is, when you talk about sort of the care that in the past people have taken to conceal government operations, it's just with satellites, with listening devices, with spy networks everywhere and with everyone. We want to show that, yeah, they may know, have some idea what we're doing, but when we talk about what's going on, we'll be a little bit more reliable. Greatly appreciate your call, Ken. Thank you. Breaking news, the Republican National Committee voted unanimously today to withdraw from its participation in the Commission on Presidential Debates, the organization that has long governed general election presidential debates. In a statement, RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said that the commission is biased and has refused to enact simple and common sense reforms to help ensure fair debates, including hosting debates before voting begins and selecting moderators who have never worked for candidates on the debate stage. The commission was formed in 1987 as a nonprofit sponsored by both the Republican and Democratic parties and has sponsored debates in every presidential election since 1988. The group's co-chairs include a former chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee, Frank Fahrenkopf. This is tough to understand, frankly. But the idea that they are not going to participate to negotiate, to have these common sense reforms pushed to try to get them accepted or to have them modified or to talk about it, I don't believe that this is going to be the end of presidential debates. It is too much part of what the American people expect. And any Democratic candidate, I think, would be wise, if the Republicans are, as a group, trying to avoid the debate, say, well, why are you doing that? And frankly, it doesn't make any sense right now, because with all of the information that you have about how poorly Democrats are doing, how little confidence there is, 68% of Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction, only 33% of Americans. This is the story from Quinnipiac poll. Biden's approval craters at 33%. Just 26%. 26%, one out of four, of independents approve of the job Biden is doing in the White House. only 39% back his handling of Ukraine. 68% say U.S. should be doing more to stop Putin's forces from killing civilians in yet another shocking poll. Well, they're not killing civilians in the shocking poll, but it's about that. This is remarkable, and frankly, it's one of the reasons that with the issues all working for Republicans, getting a debate is a way to help encourage people who already are in agreement with you to come out and actually vote. That was part of what had happened in that election in France. The primaries, they had record low turnouts because everybody assumed that Macron was going to win easily. Now it looks like it could be a very tight election coming up in just a few days between Macron and Marine Le Pen. Somebody who's been spending, the last decades of his life living and working in Paris is going to join us. And one of the most interesting minds and thinkers around, David Berlinski, he is the author of a number of books, and including The Devil's Delusion, which is subtitled Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions. Right now, he has something to say about that whole hypothesis that the world is getting better, more civilized, less murderous, more free, because of what? He says, secularism. Not. That's actually what a lot of other people like Steven Pinker suggest. What is wrong with the idea that secularism is a deliverance from evil and ignorance? We'll talk about that with David Berlinski, who's visiting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.